Chapter 3. As he had promised he would, Jean-Philippe called Chantal the morning after the white dinner. He had been busy with his guests the night before and had had very little time to talk to her. As always, he had wanted to make sure everyone was having fun and the evening was going well for them, and he had been concerned about Benedetta as soon as he realized that Gregorio had left, which he thought rude of him. But fortunately, Darm had taken her under his wing and even danced with her, and she seemed to have a good time anyway. Jean-Philippe always worried about his guests and wanted to be sure they were all well taken care of, and he had seen Chantal greet several people she knew at the other tables, and others had dropped by to see her. He had hoped that Darm would be attracted to her since he was such an interesting, kind person, and he thought they'd like each other, but his Indian friend seemed far more drawn to Benedetta. Chantal didn't seem to mind, and had no romantic interest in him. Those things were always hard to predict, but Jean-Philippe had set the stage for them as best he could. The electricity that happened between men and women was ephemeral and elusive, and either it happened or it didn't.
"What a wonderful evening,"
Chantal said enthusiastically the moment she heard him on the phone.
"Thank you for including me. I thought it was the best one ever. The lanterns at the end made it even more special. They were magical. It was nice of those people to share them with us."
He heartily agreed, and then commented on Gregorio's early disappearance. "It must have been something about that girl he's involved with. I didn't want to ask Benedetta about it. She's crazy to put up with it. Valerie says there's been a lot of talk about it in the fashion press. It sounds like this time he's really done it."
"Do you suppose he'll leave Benedetta for her?"
Chantal asked, feeling sorry for her.
"I would think it would be rather the reverse. Maybe she'll leave him. He's hardly been exemplary before this. He's so damn charming, she puts up with it, and they have a major empire they've built together, but one of these days she may get tired of his affairs. I felt sorry for her last night. It's embarrassing for her to have him run off even before dinner. It was good of Darm to step in."
"He's a nice man,"
Chantal agreed. She had enjoyed talking to him. He seemed brilliant and very modest about his accomplishments. He had gone to MIT in the States and was a legend in his own country, according to Jean-Philippe. "But he's not for you?" he asked her, getting straight to the point. He always hoped she would meet someone who would protect and take care of her. Her work was so solitary, and he knew how...